This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
It is Friday, it is the 24th of June, it is 2022, and it is a momentous day in the history of America. The Supreme Court ruling, of course, has overturned Roe v. Wade, and suffice to say, who's mad? Hose big mad. We're going to get into that and a whole lot more over the course of the next hour. Maxine Waters is saying to hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them. The same people who said January 6th was a disgraceful attack on the very bedrock of American democracy are now calling for Supreme Court rulings to be ignored and for the Supreme Court to be abolished entirely because they really believe in democracy. AOC got out in front of the Supreme Court within an hour of the ruling being made public and called the Supreme Court illegitimate. Meanwhile, the big question continues to be asked, when will the riots begin? Of course, Twitter is awash with leftists threatening riots, threatening to burn down the Supreme Court, threatening to assassinate Supreme Court justices. That's all going on right now as we speak. Will it be as bad as summer 2020? BLM Antifa riots. A lot of people don't think so because they say the Democratic Party apparatus now has control, basically whim over whether those groups stage riots. Given that they're openly inciting violence, doing exactly what they falsely claimed Donald Trump did before January 6th, I see riots happening tonight. I don't think it's going to be anywhere near as sustained or as deadly as the billions of dollars in property damage, dozens of people who died during the 2020 BLM riots. But you're definitely going to see massive unrest, at least over the course of the next two nights. Again, people have made the point, the biggest seed is coming from middle-class white women, so it's not going to be quite as vitriolic as the BLM Antifa riots, but I think we will see massive unrest tonight, given that Democratic operatives are openly now calling for that. Of course, we have the DHS warning pro-life organizations, churches, and other institutions across the country of this coming night of rage. These far-left groups, Jane's Revenge, have called for this, have planned it, and let's not forget, a guy openly planned to assassinate Justice Kavanaugh, didn't go through with it. We've had these nutcases hanging outside Supreme Court justices' homes. We've had attacks already in the past few weeks on pro-life institutions, on churches, fires. So, of course, you're going to see more of that tonight. Later on in the show, I'm going to play a reminder of how an abortion is actually performed. A lot of people still can't seem to grasp the absolute barbarity that goes on with these 690,000, is it, abortions in America every single year. That's the official number. The people who don't relate that they had an abortion means it's probably far higher. Also going to get into the Pennsylvania drag queen who was arrested and charged with possessing child pornography. Many such cases. The New York Times is worried that big tech won't censor hard enough during the midterm elections. They're calling for Twitter and Meta, Facebook, to step up. Biden was given a cheat sheet, of course, which instructed him how to say hello, how to sit down, how to interact with other people. Basically, the kind of thing you would give to a autistic high school teenager before doing a presentation. That's now how dementia-ridden the president of the United States is, apparently. Meanwhile, left-wing newspaper The Guardian is encouraging its readers to save their urine to humiliate Vladimir Putin. Yes, that's a real headline. Ukraine has banned its main opposition party and seized all its assets because it's a beacon of democracy. Only 11% believe Biden narrative that Putin is to blame for record gas prices. That narrative has completely collapsed. Then in the third segment, we're going to tell you about, again, another massive underreported story that should have been worldwide headlines. And that is what happened in the towns around Lake Garda, Italy, at the beginning of the month, where migrants staged robbings, assaults, smashed up shops. It was a day of war, as the local politicians called it. We'll be back with that and more in the next segment. Summit.news, don't go away.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need. And, of course, getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This is an insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
Live from the Summit.news headquarters, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, you have to give credit to the Supreme Court justices for standing by their opinion, which was, of course, leaked a few weeks ago. Of course, we had the open assassination attempt against Brett Kavanaugh a few weeks back. We've had these nutters stood outside their homes. They're harassing them. They're harassing their neighbors. The Democratic Party control groups, the institution of the Democratic Party, its far-left ideologues, have called on people to get in people's faces, to confront them on the street, to escalate this violent rhetoric. Now, in response to the Supreme Court ruling, of course, there is liberal seethe and rage swamping Twitter. Libs of TikTok posted a tweet from a woman who said, quote, "We need to burn it all down, light it on fire." Unhinged pro-abortion activist openly calls for violence against Supreme Court justices. Another far leftist on Twitter said, quote, "Every member of the Supreme Court who just allowed Roe v. Wade to be overturned should be pulled out of their chambers and shot in the effing street. This isn't hyperbole. Gun the MFers down. They failed us. They failed every woman we know." This is the kind of rhetoric swamping Twitter as we speak. Burn down the Supreme Court. If you search for that on Twitter, hundreds, if not thousands, of people calling for that. Cameron Caskey, from his verified Twitter account, said, quote, "Go to the home of every Supreme Court justice who just voted to kill women. Let them know how you feel." We've also got, of course, the reaction from overseas, everyone sticking their oar in, including Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who said, quote, "No government, politician, or man should tell a woman," what's a woman, they don't know, "what she can and cannot do with her body." That's exactly what he did with the vaccine, of course. He openly said you shouldn't be able to get on a plane or a train without the government telling you what you can do with your body. Suddenly it's changed again. It's flipped right back. Mike Cernovich tweeted, "My sense is that SHIT libs will be less likely to flee the states they destroyed for red ones, which will be spared them. Overall, good." Yes, the influx of leftists into red states like Texas, maybe that will now come to an end. Robbie Rose tweeted, "If children can be expected to wear face masks 16 hours a day, surely some guys can wear a condom for 3 minutes." Yes, apparently not. But Maxine Waters has responded by saying, quote, "To hell with the Supreme Court, we will defy them." These were comments she made basically an hour after the ruling was made public. She said, "They ain't seen nothing yet. Women are going to control their bodies no matter how they try to stop them." Of course, the Justice Department has come out and said they'll do everything to basically try and overturn the Supreme Court. Democrats in Congress, in the Senate, are going to try and pass laws that override this. Again, they're big fans of democracy until a decision is made which they don't like. Now they're calling for the Supreme Court to be abolished, and in the words of AOC, to be ignored. She's calling it illegitimate. AOC protests against abortion ban. She wasted a little time in showing up outside the Supreme Court, joining rowdy demonstrators to scream about it being illegitimate and demanding people get into the streets. Of course, this is all in the context of the Department of Homeland Security headline out of Zero Hedge, DHS communicates specific threats facing pro-life orgs, churches, as they brace for night of rage. DHS has come out. This was yesterday that they gave this warning, of course, aware that the ruling was coming down today. Communicating specific threats to pro-life groups and Catholic leaders after suspicious individuals and groups have in some instances been found casing the offices and buildings of pro-life organizations, of course, firebombing them in some instances. Now they're warning of a night of rage targeting churches and pregnancy centers in this backlash. Labeled as an urgent memo, the document is from the Diocese of Stockton, California, directed to all clergy as well as parish and pastoral staff. It says extremist groups are calling for attacks on churches beginning at 8 p.m. the evening the court issues its opinion, which is, again, only in a few hours' time. Some national pro-life organizations are reported this week they've been contacted by the feds, warning them to take steps amid threats of extreme violence. Feds are going to congregations, to pastors, and saying, if there's anyone within law enforcement, within your congregation, put them on alert for this backlash, the night of rage. Of course, we had this as well. Night of rage flyers spotted in D.C. ahead of Roe v. Wade decision. It says any day now, likely Thursday. Of course, it was today. The Supreme Court could publish its final decision. National Review's Ramesh Panuro tweeted a picture of a flyer slapped on the side of what appears to be a concrete base of a light pole on the side of a street in D.C. The flyer reads, D.C. call to action, night of rage, the night SCOTUS overturns Roe v. Wade, hit the streets, you should riot. Posting these flyers all over D.C., of course, we had the pro-abortion group Jane's Revenge signing the flyer, recently declaring open season on pro-life groups and crisis pregnancy centers. They've already damaged property. Antifa groups have already firebombed other facilities. We had the Brett Kavanaugh assassination attempt, which was stopped at the last minute. The guy seemingly backed out. So again, will there be massive riots tonight? How will it scale up in comparison to what we saw over the summer of 2020? And how will the media report it? Will it be reported as mostly peaceful demonstrations once again? As I said in the first segment, the consensus seems to be that because Biden's in office, they're going to hold back the reins on these violent protest groups, Antifa, BLM, pro-abortion groups. I don't think they have that level of control over them. And you wed that to the violent rhetoric, the escalation that's now coming out from the likes of Maxine Waters, from the likes of AOC, and it basically creates an environment where they've been given free rein to stage massive civil unrest. Of course, you had the videos earlier of the riot cops already moving in to DC. So yeah, I think you will see unrest on quite a large scale tonight and Saturday. I don't think it will be as sustained as the summer 2020 riots, which of course were purposefully sustained and dragged over several months, if not 6 months or more, to create that kind of environment to unseat Trump, to make him look illegitimate. Maybe people are suggesting they're not going to try and pull the same stunt with Biden in office. But given how insanely crazy these protest groups have acted in the past, and given this escalation of rhetoric, I think you will see at least some violent unrest tonight. Meanwhile, Pennsylvania drag queen arrested and charged with possessing child pornography. Many such cases. This was a 2-year-long investigation where the officers involved, the special agents, found that this individual, Bryce Patrick Williams, was uploading obscene, horrific images of children engaged in sexual acts to a Dropbox back in May 2020. They wanted to build up the evidence. They wanted to nail this case without this individual being able to snake out of it. They issued a subpoena to Comcast for the IP information of the suspect, found the location, and then watched as over the following months they continued to upload more and more obscene images to this Dropbox account. They got the warrant to search the home of this individual, who turns out to be a drag queen performer who has been lionized by the media as this great social worker. In fact, local newspapers touted him as, quote, an HIV AIDS prevention advocate and community organizer. Again, this sick individual who basically admitted to the child porn after he was forced to hand over his phone. And it was on his phone as well, in the presence of the special agent raiding his home, now admitted to having that. Of course, we've had previous cases. The former head of the Cream City Foundation, which sponsors Drag Queen Story Hour in Milwaukee, was arrested on charges of possessing child pornography. 2019, we reported Houston Public Library allowed a registered sex offender to read to children as part of Drag Queen Story Hour. And of course, one of those events was attended by Alberto Garza, convicted of sexually assaulting an 8-year-old boy in 2008. Long litany of cases where these drag queens, or transvestite strippers, as they should be called, are connected to these drag queen story hours. They're reading to kids. Predators use these kind of excuses to get around kids. A week ago, we had the Pride marches where they were exposed to bare breasts, fetishes, half-naked men whipping each other on the street. Kids should not be around this, bottom line. Drag queen performances should not be anywhere around kids because these nonces use it as an excuse to be predatory to get close to them. And this one, thankfully, has been snared. We'll be back. Summit.News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
Now, of course, with this ruling, we have the massive seed, the massive cope from leftists, the threats of riots. We also have a complete ignorance and lack of understanding continually of what an abortion procedure, especially in the second trimester, actually involves. I've got family members who've worked in hospitals, friends who've worked in hospitals, all of whom used to be leftists on the issue, used to be pro-choice and support the right to kill babies. You'll find quite often that once they are exposed to this, not directly but indirectly, knowing what goes on in terms of abortions, especially second trimester, there's massive ignorance out there in terms of what do people think they do when they vacuum out these babies, when they go in with forceps and literally pull them limb from limb. Like, how did you think these babies were being killed? Gently put to sleep like you would an old dog. It's absolutely barbaric and horrific. And there was a video that came out last year from LifeSite News. Powerful video showing how second trimester abortions are performed. They show the people on the streets. They all say, yes, I'm pro-choice, blah, blah, blah. As soon as they see how they didn't know in the first place, people have just got a basic superficial level of thinking and no critical thinking skills. They don't even think beyond the first thought. How it's done, how this procedure, this barbaric, gruesome procedure is enacted, and how it's now being used as a form of contraception, a form of birth control, with women using it, again, just killing babies because they think it's a straightforward procedure, again, cancers involved with women who have abortions through the roof, their inability to get pregnant again after having an abortion, significantly higher. The body rebels against this horrific, abnormal procedure. And again, this is what underscores a society based on treating its own progeny like medical waste. This is how we all go to hell in a handbasket very quickly indeed. But let's go to this video. These people were pro-choice until they watched this video of an actual abortion. And it's not an actual abortion, by the way. It's a cartoon graphic of what they do. But here is the clip. Let's roll it.
What are your thoughts about abortion?
I think that the women should have the right to choose what they do with their bodies.
I have to second that 110%.
I'm pro-abortion. People should have the choice if they're not ready.
Would you both support abortion all the way up to the moment of birth?
Oh, yeah, I do. I do, yes.
I have nothing against it, and I think, you know, it's a right and a choice for people to exercise it.
I personally wouldn't do it, but, like, I wouldn't restrict anyone.
Pro-choice, for sure.
In one word, can you describe your thoughts on what you saw?
Disturbing.
Barbaric. Yeah.
It's a form of, like, just taking life and just throw it in the trash. That's too much for me. I have children.
No, I don't think any kid, any baby, any infant, I mean, you know, any fetus should go through that. No.
That's not okay. That changes my opinion.
The videos that you guys show me has changed my mind.
Seeing that was, like, really sad.
My name is Dr. Anthony Levitino. I'm a practicing obstetrician-gynecologist, and I've performed over 1,200 abortions. Today I'm going to describe a second trimester surgical abortion called dilatation and evacuation, or D&E. A DINI is performed between 13 and 24 weeks of pregnancy.
After administering anesthesia, the abortionist uses a weighted speculum, like this one, that opens the vagina widely. Because second trimester babies are so large, this greater access facilitates a late-term abortion. Late-term abortion requires that the cervix be prepared 24 to 48 hours in advance with laminaria. Laminaria is a type of sterilized seaweed that absorbs water over 8 to 12 hours and swells to several times its original diameter. Once removed, metal dilators can be used to further open the cervix as needed. Once the cervix has been stretched open, the suction tube is placed inside. A baby at 20 weeks gestation is as big as the length of my hand, from head to rump, not counting the legs. The suction machine is turned on, and pale yellow amniotic fluid surrounding the baby is suctioned out through the catheters. With babies this big, they don't fit through catheters this size. The baby's bones and skull are too strong to be torn apart by suction alone. This is a Sofer clamp. A Sofer clamp is made of stainless steel. It's about 13 inches long. The business end is about 2.5 inches long and a half inch wide, and there are rows of sharp teeth. This is a grasping instrument. When it gets a hold of something, it does not let go. The abortionist uses this clamp to grasp an arm or leg. Once he has a firm grip, the abortionist pulls hard in order to tear the limb from the baby's body. One by one, the rest of the limbs are removed, along with the intestines, the spine, and the heart and lungs. Usually the most difficult part of the procedure is extracting the baby's head, which is about the size of a large plum at 20 weeks. The head is grasped and crushed. The abortionist knows he has crushed the skull when a white substance comes out of the cervix. This was the baby's brains. The abortionist then removes skull pieces. He removes the placenta and any leftover parts of the baby with a curette, scraping the lining of the uterus for any remaining tissue. The abortionist then collects the baby parts and reassembles them to make sure that there are two arms, two legs, and all the pieces. Once all the parts have been accounted for, the abortion is complete. For the woman, this procedure carries a significant risk of major complications, including perforation or laceration of the uterus or cervix, with possible damage to the bowel, bladder, and other maternal organs. Infection and hemorrhage can also occur, which can even lead to death. Future pregnancies are also at greater risk for loss or premature delivery due to abortion-related trauma and injury to the cervix. As I mentioned at the beginning, I'm Dr. Anthony Levitino, and in the early part of my career as an OBGYN, I performed over 1,200 abortions. One day, after completing one of those abortions, I looked at the remains of a preborn child whose life I had ended, and all I could see was someone's son or daughter. I came to realize that killing a baby at any stage of pregnancy for any reason is wrong. I want you to know today, no matter where you're at or what you've done, you can change. Make a decision today to protect the preborn. Thank you for your time.
There you have it. Hope you weren't eating your lunch while that was on. Let's go through these stats quickly in the final minute, though. Stats from the Gut Marker Institute, because, again, the argument is always, what about rape? What about incest? Here are the percentage of incest, rape, etc., that resulted from that, resulted in an abortion. Pregnancy resulted from an incestuous relationship. 0.01% of abortions. Woman's life was endangered by the pregnancy, 0.65%. The woman was raped, 0.85%. Woman's physical health was threatened by the pregnancy, 0.2%. The baby was aborted for social or economic reasons, that's 6.2% of abortions. And then no reason given for abortions in America is 92.3%. So you add that up, almost 99% of cases of abortion are for social or economic reasons, or simply elected, the woman chose to because it was presumably an inconvenience. So again, that is defeated, that narrative. We'll be back. Summit.news, don't go away.
Dr. Seuss's new film, 2,000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have the high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and of course Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate, get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 Mules today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
London, England. It's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
Now, every time I host this show each week, I say there's a massive story which has been completely buried or ignored by the mainstream media, which should be a top global headline. We had it with the case of Linton on Ouse, the village which they were planning to dump 1,500 refugees, migrants on a small village of just 700 residents. That started to build once we gave it the coverage it deserved. Still an ongoing story that I'm going to talk about. But another similar case happened in Italy when a group of 2,000 migrant youths descended on the towns around Lake Garda. This is called It Happened Again. And in this video, you will once again see how much diversity is a strength. Let's roll the video. Well, it happened again. A major incident occurred recently, which in previous years would have gone atop international headlines. But because we've all been gently boiled like the frog in the proverbial pot, this huge news story passed virtually unnoticed. Except in Italy, where it has caused significant distress and alarm. And suffice to say, when it comes to what happened, many such cases. On June 2nd, around 2,000 migrant background youths, predominantly North African, besieged Italian towns around Lake Garda. After travelling from the migrant suburbs of Milan, Brescia and Bergamo, they arrived in Peschiera waving the flags of various African countries, including Morocco, and shouted slogans such as, "We came to reconquer Peschiera. This is our territory. Africa must come here." They organized the event under the slogan, "Africa in Peschiera." Note the language here. This isn't just a boisterous beach party. It was a deliberate act of cultural recolonization. Before long, the mob exploded into lawlessness, robbing tourists, brawling with knives and sticks, and ransacking local shops and businesses. "They destroyed everything," said a business owner speaking with Corriere della Sera. "They broke shop windows, stormed the tourist train, and blocked passers-by on foot or by moped." And riot police who showed up were immediately pelted with stones. Imagine that, you're trying to enjoy a peaceful lakeside vacation, and suddenly there are swarms of migrants fighting running battles with riot cops. Gonna ruin your holiday, isn't it? As in Cologne and as in Milan this past New Year's Eve, we also saw numerous sexual assaults of women. This in a country where government statistics show migrants are responsible for 42% of all rapes, despite only representing 8% of the population. 10 teenage girls were sexually assaulted on one train alone, and 6 other girls also reported being molested. "We were surrounded, the heat was suffocating, and some of us fainted," said one of the victims. The groups of migrant men groping and molesting the girls told them directly, quote, "White girls don't come here." The mayor of Peschiera, Orietta Gaiuli, said, quote, "They are just a race of criminals who have left a deep wound in my community. We lived a day of war." What's noteworthy about this havoc is that it occurred not in a segregated banlieue or a migrant suburb, but amidst the picturesque beauty of an upmarket tourist destination. Maybe some wealthy elitists got to experience diversity being a strength up front for the very first time. As Matteo Salvini emphasized, these so-called baby gangs, migrant youths aged 16 to 20, are allowed to run riot in Italy because the age at which criminal responsibility applies isn't low enough. Salvini shared messages showing migrants planning a repeat performance, with preparations for more rampant criminality circulating on TikTok. "Peschiera del Garda was just a warm-up round," said one post. "See you in Riccione. Let's call it the summer of cultural enrichment." Turns out that this reconquest of Peschiera is an annual event, and it's been growing every year. First 200, then 500, now 2,000 involved. And every year the unrest gets more violent. What's even more alarming is that many of these baby gang teens with migrant parents will have been born in Italy. Yeah, these are the supposedly well-integrated ones.
Per ore qui a pomeriggio con questi ragazzini. I ragazzini sono spavaldi, sono ben consapevoli del fatto di essere minorenni e intoccabili.
Luca Zaia, the governor of the Veneto region, reacted to the turmoil by asserting, quote, "The idea must not pass that events like these can become ordinary, or even worse, that we can become accustomed to it." And yet events like this have become totally commonplace in many European countries, but not others like Hungary and Poland.
Wonder why that is. This all happened just days after similar scenes before the Champions League final in Paris, where visiting supporters were terrorized, robbed and assaulted by huge gangs of migrant youths from the Saint-Denis area, which is home to 400,000 illegal immigrants. Again, the vast majority from North Africa and the Middle East. Victims said of their attackers, quote, "They found our fear amusing." After initially trying to frame Liverpool supporters for the chaos, authorities vowed to conduct a full and proper investigation, but then admitted that they had failed to perform the first basic function of any legal investigation by forgetting to ask for the security camera footage from around the stadium, which has all now been conveniently deleted. Whoops. Another Paris suburb was rocked by further unrest last week when gangs of Afghan and Turkish migrants were involved in large inter-ethnic brawls on two separate occasions. If flooding Western countries with economic migrants and refugees is so enriching and such a net positive, as leftists always claim, why do autocrats like Erdogan and Putin constantly threaten to use migrants as a weapon to destabilize European countries? By facilitating their entry en masse to European countries, are they doing us a favor? Because it doesn't feel like it. For the first time ever, over 1 million migrants will be eligible to vote in the Swedish national elections. And they ain't voting for populist or right-wing parties like the Sweden Democrats. A recent survey found that more than half of young people want to leave Africa. Their number one destination? Europe. You can't import such huge numbers of people from Africa at such an accelerated speed and not expect it to radically change Europe. And the fact that people merely asking to have a frank conversation about what all that entails are being demonized as extremists is an utter disgrace. There's more uproar generated by banners flown over football matches saying British to be a minority by 2066 than there is by hundreds upon hundreds of illegal boat migrants arriving in England every single day than there was after Salman Abedi, a refugee rescued by our own Royal Navy, being allowed to perpetrate the atrocity at the Manchester Arena because police and security guards refused to act on his suspicious behaviour because they feared being called racist. What happened in France and Italy represents a dire warning to the residents of Linton-on-Ouse. That's the tiny English village of just 700 residents that the government plans to dump 1,500 migrants on to be housed at a nearby refugee centre. Despite indicating that they may abandon the plan after locals staged vociferous protests, the government has been secretly planning to go ahead with it all anyway. Recruitment has already begun to staff the site with 400 employees, and according to MP Kevin Hollenrake, facilities are also being moved onto the site. The staff are being told that they must prepare to deal with suicide risks, domestic violence situations, violence and antisocial behaviour, and death. Up until now, those things probably weren't a prominent feature of village life in Linton-on-Ouse. 1,500 migrants in a village with just one shop, a few buses that run a day, and 700 residents. What could possibly go wrong? Well, given the examples of what happened in France and Italy recently, they may be about to receive a little more cultural enrichment than they bargained for. Come back and talk about some more fallout from the Linton-on-Ouse scandal. An update on that situation. The villagers, the residents, are still being kept in the dark as to what's going to happen to their village by the government. We're going to get into that and some other censorship news. We're also going to tell you what happened to a fish in Belgium. Yes, that's an actual news story. Summit.news, we'll be back. Now go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
I'm going to go to another video here in a minute about refugee protesters, pro-refugee protesters, and how they answered a particular question during demonstrations over the course of the last week. But you heard me mention it there in the previous video. The besiege of Lake Garda, these gang of 2,000 youth migrants robbing people, smashing up shops, running riot, basically, again, in a tranquil tourist destination, not in a dangerous no-go zone suburb. Of course, we have the situation in Linton-on-Ouse. This is a small village of 700 people in North Yorkshire, England. The government, without any consultation, suddenly announced that they were going to dump 1,500 migrants, all of whom were young fighting-age men, by the way, on this village of 700 residents with one shop and four buses that run through it a day, completely altering the demographic makeup of the village. Of course, the residents were outraged. They protested. They're still being stonewalled by the government. They're not telling them what's happening with this plan. At first, it looked like they'd backtracked and were about to drop it. Then it turned out that they were actually hiring 300 to 400 employees to work at this refugee facility. And what would they be tasked with doing? Headline: staff at refugee facility warned they will have to handle violence, antisocial behavior, and death.
This is The Village, Linton on Ouse. Again, 700 permanent residents. They plan to house 1,500 asylum seekers there. But the government has been putting out tenders, contracts for applicants, employees to work at this facility, 300 to 400 using Serco, the outsourcing company used by the government. And in this job advertisement on the website, it said that staff would need to deal with, quote, urgent medical needs, suicide risks, domestic violence situations, violence and antisocial behavior, death and child safeguarding needs. But again, as I point out in the article, death, suicide, violent antisocial behavior is probably a part of village life that the 700 residents of this sleepy village, Linton-on-Ouse, aren't quite familiar with, but they will get to enjoy that kind of cultural enrichment if and when the government approves this plan. Let's go to this video now, though, because amidst all this protesting over the government's plan to deport migrants to Rwanda, which they've basically failed to deport any because all these activist judges, left-wing protesters, and the European Court of Human Rights stepped in and prevented them from doing so, protesters at a refugee welcome rally in London were asked to consider housing a refugee, and suffice to say, they weren't very welcoming towards refugees. Let's roll the clip. Refugees welcome, eh?
I just noticed your placard saying refugees welcome here. Yes. I'm just wondering if you'd like to go down on a list saying you're willing to take the refugees into your home.
Well, maybe not in my backyard.
Do you think you'd actually adopt a refugee and take them into your home?
Well, if I had any space, I would.
If you had any space.
It wouldn't be a nice place to bring them because it's a bit overcrowded.
Right, so your home is too overcrowded to take them. Yet you think our country has all the room required. Is that why they're planning to house 1,500 of them in a village of just 700 residents? Sounds a bit, what's the word? Oh yeah, crowded.
Overcrowded.
The UK is one of the most densely populated countries in Europe. The roads are clogged, public transport is rammed, and public services are stretched to breaking point. How is that not overcrowded?
No, I'm sorry, I can't.
You can't take one.
I don't have space.
Yeah, we don't have space either. Space to keep relentlessly building houses, many of them on greenbelt sites, to accommodate 300,000 net immigrants every single year.
Do you have a refugee station at your house?
Yeah, I don't mind.
You got on the list?
I don't mind, yeah, I can't take me another thing. Oh wait, I can't because my house is only a little small. And
amazing. Now, would you be willing to have a refugee in your home?
Yes, if I had room.
If you had room, it's funny that.
Do any of these protesters have a spare bedroom? Not a single one.
To adopt a refugee?
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Well, at least you didn't try and pull the same excuse.
Any reason?
No, no. I don't. What sort of refugee are you talking about?
What sort of refugee? Well, according to government statistics, 9 out of 10 arriving in boats are young males aged 18 to 39. So, yeah, that sort. The culturally enriching sort. Not helpless women and children, despite the propaganda being doled out by the media and the government.
Excuse me, would you be willing to adopt a refugee into your home?
No.
No.
But they told me diversity is a strength.
Would you adopt a refugee into your home?
No, thank you.
No?
So long as that diversity stays well away from their neighbourhood.
Adopt a refugee?
I would be willing, yeah, if I had the space.
If you had the space?
Yeah.
So where should we put them then?
Where should we put them?
Yeah.
And 30,000 hotel rooms at an expense to the taxpayer of 5 million quid a day. Obviously.
What does racism mean to you?
It means not equality for those who can't belong here.
For those that don't belong here?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Wow, now I'm totally convinced. Now, I want to go to this final video here in the final few minutes because we had a headline, student kicked out of UK college for supporting deportation of illegal immigrants. This was a 17-year-old kicked out of Burnley College, refused to take up his second year, basically because he tweeted support for the government's actual policy, failure though it is, of deporting illegal migrants to Rwanda. He is a 17-year-old boy is basically being cancelled. We get people being arrested to the tune of over 3,000 a year for offensive tweets in the United Kingdom. But now the police have announced that they're no longer dispatching officers to respond to burglaries and are completely failing to solve any of them. But they have plenty of resources to thought patrol your mean tweets. This video is Clown World Police. Here it is.
The Daily Mail reports police have failed to solve a single burglary in nearly half of the country's neighbourhoods over the past 3 years. Oh wow, who could have seen this coming? Of more than 32,000 communities analysed, 16,000, equivalent to 46%, had all their burglary cases in a 3-year period closed with no suspect charged by police. Almost 2,000 of the neighbourhoods, each containing around 3,000 residents, recorded at least 25 burglaries, but none were solved. Despite the impact on victims, it was revealed that some forces no longer dispatch an officer to the scene of a burglary because it's not considered a policing priority. What is considered a policing priority these days? Arresting over 3,000 people a year for offensive online comments. That's more of a priority. Arresting and convicting a man for posting offensive George Floyd memes in a private chat group than sending him to prison for 20 weeks. That's more of a priority. Investigating and interrogating a Humberside man because he liked a tweet deemed to be transphobic. Didn't even tweet it, merely liked the tweet. That's more of a priority. Charging a 50-year-old mother in Scotland with a transphobic hate crime for retweeting an image of a suffragette ribbon. That's more of a priority. Arresting a 38-year-old woman in front of her own children and locking her up for 7 hours because she referred to a transgender woman as a man. That's more of a priority. Creating ad campaigns for International Pronouns Day, warning people that misgendering others is a form of abuse. That's more of a priority. Creating public awareness campaigns where cops stand outside supermarkets with giant billboards that ominously warn, being offensive is an offence. That's more of a priority. Maybe in future homeowners should just tell the police that during the burglary the robber made a racist comment. Maybe then they'll actually respond, criminal burgles house. Person is offensive on social media.
Now, I talked before about what happened in Lake Garda, Italy, with this mob of 2,000 migrant youths running rampage through the streets. And I also promised to tell you about what happened to a fish in Belgium. Yes, we have another example of cultural enrichment, this time at a water park near Ghent. Police in Belgium are looking for a group of migrant background youths, and it's the usual demographic, North African, Middle Eastern, who filmed themselves abusing a fish at a water park near Ghent. Some cultures are better than others. A clip of the animal abuse was posted on TikTok. Basically, they find this large carp, throw it around a bit, torture it a bit, push it down a water slide. Apparently that's really funny and requires the involvement of about 24 people. Police are now looking for these suspects after members of the public reported the incident as animal abuse after it went viral on TikTok. Now, this always happens in the summer, these kind of scenes, because we have numerous altercations that occur at outdoor swimming parks and water parks of this nature, predominantly involving groups of migrant youths and migrant men. This happens on a regular basis, and it's happening once again this year. Remix News reports 65% of French people feel there is too much immigration in their country. Of course, we had the unprecedented success of Marine Le Pen and her National Rally Party on Monday, achieving 88 seats in Parliament. Well, now two-thirds of French people believe that immigration levels are too high in the country. A new poll has revealed. Of course, we had Le Pen victorious. She's hopefully going to address that, and we're going to start to roll back some of this accelerating demographic influx. That's going to wrap it up for Summit News Hour. War Room is coming up next. Stay tuned.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.